Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
What a fool believes.
For real, nigga?
I sound just like Tony Baker.
I don't even know who Tony Baker is. I'm pretty sure you don't sound like him.
What a fool believes. You don't goddamn lie. I sound just like Tony Baker.
All right. Tony Baker it is, nigga.
Why you beating up stuff around there?
Shit falling. Niggas come in your room and fuck with shit. You gotta get it back right.
Your youngest daughter was recording the podcast.
Yo, she was doing something in here. Niggas all kind of thumbtacks in the mouse pad and shit. I'm like, God damn, man. What is y'all doing in here?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to my show. I just want to tell y'all why I'm irritated this morning. We had to get up early. I had to get up at 6:25 this morning. Moms is tripping.
Some preschool be some bullshit.
Then little Ricky want to keep stealing the pencil off my desk. I've had it with little Ricky. Yo, a preschool podcast would be hilarious.
Hell yeah, man. That shit would be all over the place.
The cafeteria lady didn't give me enough fries. What a fool believes. I just like that, dog.
Yo, for real. Hell no. What
a fool. Now, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time you get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Get that. Who number one?
Yo, 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 welcome to the Forget That Yo Radio episode 233. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time. So you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitter than him, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, a.k.a. Donut Juice, a.k.a. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something I hate. A.k.a. I'm only in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.k.a. inspiring entrepreneur Dolo. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me?
I hope so.
A.k.a. Tyson D. Grabby. A.k.a. the world is full of busters that's trife like Brit say.
Y'all are irking my life.
A.k.a. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it. Because y'all don't want to tell the truth. A.k.a. I ain't apologizing if I said it, I said it. Some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do? A.k.a. fried chicken, macaroni, and cheese. With a side of collard greens. Stay away from me 4 times out of 5. Because I'm staying alive. A.k.a. I'm only throwing hands with 2 to 3. Anything over that, say hello to my little friend, my buddy and me. We out here, we back.
I don't know what that my buddy and me voice is thinking, but I hate it.
I hate it so much.
Yo, nigga came back aggressive, yo. Like, yo. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone, Crip, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. A.k.a. A-Boo-Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. A.k.a. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. A.k.a. Dirty Sanchez. A.k.a. Filthy Rodriguez. A.k.a. Daryl Sweet Baloney Jones, because this meat is good. A.k.a. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. AKA, I'm in my bag like a receipt. AKA, I tell a garbage nigga to his face that he trash. I like the rubbish the wrong way. Let's get it.
I like the rubbish the wrong way. Yo, where, what, how long has it been? Like a month?
No, it ain't been a month. I don't think it's been a month.
I think it's been over a month.
No, it's probably been maybe 3 weeks, I think.
That's it?
Let me see.
Hold up, man. Let me see what this last upload was.
We dropped the last one on May 25th.
May. Oh, so we a little under, about what, 7 days, a week under. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe more than that, because we recorded that one and then we waited a little while to drop it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so it probably has been a month.
Dang, what's been popping in the podcast world, man?
Yo, it's a lot of good shit, man.
I know one thing. Oh, man, a lot of y'all was letting me down on the road, man. Like, podcast wasn't popping. I was getting mad sleepy, had to put some music on. A lot of shows quit recording. Like, y'all just gave up altogether. No bye-bye speech, nothing.
He said no bye-bye speech.
I'm like, dang, man, what's up, man? Everybody falling off, man. We're straight out of Low Cash App, man.
No, they still pumping.
No, man, they doing, like, different episodes. Daryl doing different episodes, but where's,
oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, where's the whole cast of straight out of Low Cash?
Where's DJ Reminisce? Where's Javon B?
Teddy.
Where's
Teddy.
Teddy, man. You know what I'm saying? I need the crew back, man. That is a lot of people, though, to try to keep podcasting.
Yeah, everything going, man.
Heck yeah. But, yo, man, I just took, I'm back from the West Coast trip.
West.
You know what I'm saying? I did a lot out there. I was trying to meet everybody, but I ain't really hit nobody up.
What? Nigga, wait. That's contradictory.
I was like, yo, I'm about to be the only podcaster to meet every podcast.
Yeah.
And I started driving. I was like, man, right. I got no time to do it.
Damn, that's like an hour out the way, nigga. I ain't really going that way.
Yo, man, I got up with Baylor the Great on the West Coast. We did an hour long podcast in the parking lot of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
That was dope.
Yo, I was mad though, because I was trying to record the audio with my good mic.
Yeah.
And I was going to have it be. That's why if you look, you can see the mic in the back seat. But the memory card was acting stupid. It kept saying, you got to reformat, got to reformat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. So then later on, I put another memory card in and it worked just perfect.
Yeah.
But you know, the audio sound good on the phone. So I know I could throw that in post-production and hook it up.
Yeah, that clip that put up the clip sounded good.
Yeah, yeah, that's when I was like, oh, this sounds good. So we good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, yo, yo, it was hot as Methuselah out there.
Yo, that nigga had on a sweater, B.
Baylor come in with a sweater. I knew it was Baylor right when he walked in. Like, yep, there go Baylor.
He had on a sweater, dog. I'm like, I know it's hot in California, son.
Dog, first I'm like, yo, why Baylor got the sweater on? Then FOMO people came in with the hoodies on, dog.
Oh, like, oh, this is what they do.
I was like, see, we be talking about this all the time,
yo,
man.
Yo, that's that starter jacket shit. Yo, it be hot in California. Niggas be wearing starter jackets, man.
I was like, Baylor, what y'all doing, man? It's hot out here. It's like, this ain't hot. I'm like, I'm damn near sweating in here, man.
For real.
Yeah, we was the Chicken and Waffles and Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles on Pico Boulevard. I walked in. It was looking kind of questionable. Had the Hood Sisters in the, when I first walked in, to my right. And then I had the Hood Dudes to the back right corner. And I was like, where Baylor at? Because I had what was I wearing? Yeah, I had the blue on. And the waitress giving me a little attitude. She was cute though.
Of course, nigga, it's Roscoe's.
So then Baylor walk in, talk about, hey man, you can't wear blue out here, man.
Did he area. Really say that?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga.
He was like, nah, I was joking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, but that was dope. The food was good. I ordered the chicken and waffles. You got to get the chicken and waffles.
Did you get it dipped in gravy?
No. I was going to, but I didn't see it on the menu this time. I think he said that was the Martin Luther King special. I forgot the name of it. But I was
I thought it was the owner special.
Oh, the owner special?
Yeah, like the owner was the first one to eat it like that. So that's why they do it.
Oh.
I guess that would be Roscoe.
Yeah. I got the Baylor told me to get the Obama special. So that's what I got.
The four wings and a waffle.
Yeah. How you know the menu, man?
Because it's obesity.
It's all obesity. what else? I got a side order of biscuits and gravy. Mm. Baylor was like, what you doing? That don't even go together. What we doing over here?
Nigga, I'm eating chicken and waffles. I talk about shit don't go together.
I polished them both off. They was both delicious. Nah, mean. Because the first time I went to chicken and waffles with to Roscoe's with Dwayne, we pretty much ordered damn near everything on the menu.
Let me get that.
Yeah, bill was like $150, $160, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas was chicken full.
That's when I got the gravy and all that on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Yo, Baylor bad cool. It was dope.
Yo, what happened to the basketball game, son?
Oh, man. Yo, Baylor lying. Yo, check it out.
He said Baylor lying. All right. Ron LaRon's a liar.
Y'all niggas don't want to tell the
when
truth.
When we set up this basketball game, right? We was talking on the phone. This key information right here. Baylor said, I leave my basketball shoes in my trunk. Because you never know when I'm going to get in the game. You know what I'm saying? Lunch, break, whatever. I'm ready.
Fucking lied.
I was like, cool. So we was talking about different days. He was like, Monday, I drive out to work out here. Tuesdays, I'm home. I'm off. Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, we'll set it up for Tuesday. So everything was set for Tuesday.
It existed.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm here. I got to Vegas Sunday. So I was like, let me just do it Monday, get it out the way. So I ain't got to be here a couple days and drive out to L.A. So I hit him up and I was like, yo, I'm coming. I'm going to just come tomorrow because I wanted to go to that Broad Museum, too. But it's closed on Mondays. So I was like, yo, we could just, you know what I'm saying, go hoop or whatever. And he was like already left the house.
Lie.
And he stayed. He don't live in L.A. So he had already drove to L.A. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I ain't got my shoes though.
He lied.
Wait a minute.
But you said you leave your shoes in the trunk.
Yeah.
Fucking lied.
Now he did say sometimes he don't leave stuff in the car because he be in questionable areas. But if it's in the trunk, they can't see it.
Yeah, it's basketball shoes, huh?
You know, people ain't breaking into a trunk for mystery.
And still in basketball shoes.
Yeah, your shoes will still be there if anything.
Mm-hmm. So sound like some fraudulence.
Yeah, so I'm putting that on Baylor, man.
Yeah.
And then he wanted me to, like, climb some mountains. I'm like.
Huh?
Nobody wants to tell the truth.
Basketball is different than climbing mountains. I don't know about, you know what I'm saying, climbing up the Twin Towers and stuff like that.
Yeah, hold on. This nigga want to take you on a hike?
Yeah, man. He's like, yo, we could go walk these stairs or something. I'm like, dog.
What kind of shit hoop. This nigga on?
I wanted to hoop. I'll drive back sweaty with hoop sweat.
Yeah, yo, and we've been talking shit this whole fucking time.
Yeah, man. And then I was going to hoop in my, like the Rashis.
That ain't G Cole.
Oh, shit.
Lied. You know what I'm saying? So he could have hooped it what he had. He had slides on. Hey, that was an even trade because them Rashis ain't got no support.
Yo, we seen you play your son in slides.
Yeah, why you wouldn't see? I got your son crossing you up. I still got the picture in my phone. Oh, dang, yo, I didn't think about it. I should have put that on a t-shirt and wore that out there.
Hell yeah, man. That's fucked up. Yo.
Oh, and yeah. Then at the end before he left, I was like, hold up. And I sized him up. You know what I'm saying? Got up on him, put my hand up. Yeah, I would have, all that. Get all that out of here. I'd have been blocking all the shots.
Oh, shit. Now you're talking real shit now.
I was like, yo, I did a little fake crossover. Like, oh, yeah, I would have had your skates, B.
You know what I'm saying? Ron LaRon, man. I can see if you had some Stacey Adams on.
Yeah.
or some Crocs or something. Yo, come on, Shane.
Yo, we could have got some duct tape and taped the slides to your feet, too.
Yo, yeah, I could have played barefoot.
If Biggie wouldn't have fucking died if that nigga hadn't lied.
Nah, I don't know about
that. Nah, nigga, everybody ankle would have been broke. Yeah, shin splints, all type of shit. Shin splints.
Yo, and I got up with C-Ray Art out there in Dallas.
Word, homie.
Yeah, C-Ray Art, dope. He bought his kids out there. We just met up at the parking lot, at a parking lot, and chopped it up. He brought the paintings, some copy of his paintings, some pictures. Oh. I got a, I don't know how I'm going to ship. How I'm going to ship yours, man? I got to get one of them. Where you get shipping tubes?
Shipping tubes? Probably at UPS.
I should have asked him.
Yeah. Yo, he gave us a painting?
He gave us the prints.
Nigga, say word.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I was like, yo.
That's dope, son.
Heck yeah. We was chopping it up about the show and, you know, just chopping it up, man. Real good dude.
Yo, I was hoping you would have went to the studio, man. I want to see what them prices look like.
Oh, I didn't know the prices.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that shit later.
And, yeah, man, I was supposed to get up with him later. But with all that traveling, yo, I was bad tired, son.
Hell yeah. This nigga literally drove across the country.
And then the cops pissed me off, man.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
Man, okay. I'm driving back from, I was leaving Arizona. I had been driving since the day before, and I was headed to Dallas. Everything is fine till I get to Texas, man, with the California. Yo, if you got California plates, skip over Texas.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Oh, you trafficking.
Yeah.
Oh, the fuck what you got in the car, son. It's trafficking.
So he said I'm going 20 over. I don't never remember hitting over, like, the speed limit's between 70
and like 65, 75.
Yeah. He said I was doing like 92 or something.
Damn,
shit. Dog, after later on, I pushed 92, the car, like, I had like a mini SUV, so the car was revving up like, I'm like, nah, the car was not doing that, dog.
Hell nah, nigga.
He lied. So he pulls me over because I was zoned. You know, you driving, you get zoned out.
Yeah.
So I'm zoned out. When I see the lights, I look down and I'm around 84, 85. So, but I took my foot off the pedal. So if it
was 65, you was doing 20 over.
But I think the speed limit at that point was 70 or 75.
Okay.
So I don't even remember off the jump. I'm just like, damn, they got me.
Yeah.
So I pulled over. My man gets out the car. He sounded like a cool young dude. And then things changed for the worse. He was like, well, where you know, they think you're lying everything you say.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm coming from Utah, blah, blah, blah. Had to exchange the rental car. Oh, okay. He goes back to his car for a minute, come back. Well, I'm going to give you a ticket. I'm like, you bitch.
You motherfucker.
He was like, you're doing what was it, 20 over? I'm like, man, this ticket about to be crazy.
Yo, so you out here doing ludicrous speed.
So I, then he was like, you come back to the car or whatever. So I got in his car. And he had this big stupid shotgun just sitting right there in the middle.
Yeah.
So then he's like, after we get all that out the way, he asking way too many damn questions.
He's got AIDS.
Which I read letter, man. You ain't even got to answer none of these questions.
Yeah.
But I'm black. So I'm just answering the questions.
I got to answer all the questions.
Yeah,
nigga.
Whoever wrote that on the internet white. So
yeah, I definitely.
So then he came, oh, so you went to Utah, huh? Oh. Then he was like, can I search the car?
Nigga, for what?
I'm like, dog, you pulled me over for speeding. Then I was like, nah, man. I was like, I've been driving since yesterday. I'm trying to go home. Okay, since you disagreed to a search, I got to call the canine in. I'm like, man, do what you gotta do. So he called like 8 people to get a canine, dog. Nobody was available. So then I read online that they can't hold you to for a canine to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there, and then he finally finds some dude. And he but dude like 30 minutes out.
God,
I'm like,
damn,
you gotta
nigga,
be kidding me.
Speeding ticket.
A speeding ticket. So then I start laughing. He's like, what's so funny? I was like, cuz, man, you doing all this for me? Like, I'm the last person you need to be holding for, real, for trafficking. And I was like, if I was trafficking, I wouldn't be speeding anyway.
Speeding for real.
He was like, oh, you'd be surprised. I was like, oh, so you be getting traffickers speeding out here? They wild. So then what I should have said, you know, you always think of something cool to say later. I was going to say, if I was trafficking, I'd have an old white lady around 65 in a Buick. But I didn't think of it until I pulled off.
Hell no.
So I'm sitting there waiting. So this another cop show up. This is the one you see on every TV show, the big fat guy, big husky.
Yeah.
Look like he couldn't. Yeah, big donut man. Look like he his GPA wasn't high enough to go to college, so he just stuck around town.
And he got a 1.4.
Yeah, and they gave him a job out of pity, like it was JetPro.
Nigga uncle worked there.
Yeah, so he pulls up. Hey, everything okay? Dude was like, yeah, we just waiting for such and such to come with the canine. So now I got two cops on me. So then your boy pull up. I call him little pistol starter because he's a little older, bald headed cop. Looked like he was ready for action.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulls up with the canine. And they got the canine coming. I'm like, little scruffy ain't gonna find nothing, man. So now I was like, yeah, man, I'm good because, you know what I'm saying, I took the D.A.R.E. program. Kids just say no to drugs.
You know what I'm
saying? They didn't find that
really
funny.
Listened.
Yeah, they, really they didn't find that funny at all. So, yeah. Then it was like, we need to stand over here. And, like, it was, like, high. The weeds was mad high, son. I was like, yo.
Oh, they put you in the grass. When they-
yeah. I was like, yo, over here? He was like, ain't nothing out there. You okay? He was like, it's too cold for snakes. I'm just thinking of rattlesnakes, dog.
Yeah.
I had shorts on. I'm like, oh, I'm about to die out here. No, I had pants on. So I'm standing in goddamn bushes and looking around, and it's cold. I don't know what happened, but it just got mad cold out there. So I'm shivering. So then Jethro was like, hey, you can go sit in my car. Then I started walking to the car. I'm like, nah, let me stay out here.
Yeah, let me watch these things.
Yeah, he's going to plant something on me. So I'm watching them, dog. The dog is rolling around the car, looking back at the owner like, dog.
Ain't nothing in here.
Ain't
cause.
Nothing in here. Like, you ran me around this car 69 times. The dog didn't do one, dog, he didn't get one signal. He didn't sit. He didn't bark. He didn't scratch. That's another thing I asked him. I was like, hey, man, does your dog, when he get a hit, does he scratch? Because that's a rental car. And yeah. I was like, I got some Cap'n Crunch in there, some bootleg Cap'n Crunch in there. I don't want him scratching. You'll he was like, it. Oh, he only scratched for drugs. I'm like, all right.
You gonna see, then y'all gonna pay this rental bill.
So the dog is just running around looking back. He ain't getting no hits, dog. There is no indication of nothing.
Dog, look at this nigga. Like, yo, man, this nigga smell innocent, dog. Get this nigga up out of here.
So guess what happens? He come back to me, it's about, we got a hit, probable cause.
He lied.
That's my nigga.
I was like, you lied.
Fucking lied.
Dog, I wish I recorded it. I didn't even grab my phone because I was like, I ain't trying to die. It was dark. I'm by myself. They could do anything. I was in some middle of nowhere, Texas. They were just waiting. So I'm like, all right, here we go. So then they start opening the car up, dog, searching through everything. Then the cop, little pistol starter starts smiling, and then the little skinny white dude who initially pulled me over starts smiling. I'm like, yep, is this what you was nervous about? And they pulled out the pistol.
Oh shit.
And I was like, nah, I got a concealed weapons I can show you right now. And I said, yeah. I know every state I could be in with it, so I'm good. So then he walked it back to the car, checked something, went and put it back. And Jethro was like, well, which one was that? I was like, it's the 38, and it take the 357 rounds. He was like, oh, yeah, I had that, too.
He lied!
And I was like, man, don't talk to me no more, dog.
Yeah, so, I'm saying.
So they put it back, and then he's like, well, you're free to go. If you would have just gave me, if you just let me search it earlier, we could have been already gone. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to sit out here all day. I was like, if the canine man, you already called six canine dudes. If the seventh couldn't make it, I would have been free to go anyway. I've been driving since yesterday. I ain't trying to be standing out here waiting for you to search it. Waste time.
And the fact that you didn't find nothing, nigga, mean you didn't need to search my shit.
Right? Where's your probable cause? Where's what happened?
You know what I'm saying? What did the dog find that you say is probable cause, you lying motherfucker?
Fucking lying.
I hope the dog don't perform for them no more.
Yo, he ain't performing now.
You know what I'm talking about? So all the training I did, y'all just going to just wall slide past me. Okay.
Yeah.
When I do smell something, I ain't doing nothing.
You know, I ain't saying nothing. I'm like, all this cocaine going through, man. Fuck y'all.
Like, dang, I should have said something like that. Your dog must be trash if he gave you a hit.
Yo, that just show you how corrupt these niggas is, man.
Yep.
For real, dog. Like, that shit was unnecessary. And it got to be because you black and going ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed. You stupid. So I was thinking, like, let's say I did go to court and fight that. I wouldn't. There ain't nothing I can win, like no money or nothing, is it?
Yeah, no. You just wouldn't have to pay the ticket.
And I have to pay a plane ticket to get up there.
Yeah, it's going to cost more money than it's worth.
And then I'm in the middle of nowhere. I was like, man, forget it. So then I get in the car. I get 20 minutes from the crib, pulled over again, dog.
Yo!
In a construction zone.
Oh, was you speeding again?
Man, I was speeding on that one.
Okay.
But I was spaced out, dog. I've been driving for like 2 days and it was on.
Yeah.
I think that one was like 20 over two.
Yeah, you about to get a $4,000 ticket for that construction zone, man.
Cause, dog, it was like, you know, you just try to get home, dog. And
yeah.
When the car be cruising, it don't feel like you going that fast.
Yeah, and the closer you get to where you going,
mm-hmm.
the harder that drive get, man. So you be trying to get that shit over with.
Hell yeah, I was 17 hours in, dog.
Good God.
So then this one is a Mexican cop. So he was like, asked me to, where you coming from? First of all. I was in the left lane trying to get over to the right lane and get out the way. That's why mm-hmm. I was accelerating right there. Because I was already aware of, since I got the first ticket, I was watching my speed the rest of the time.
Yeah.
But then I was on a straightaway. I didn't see no construction going on. So there was a lot of cars behind me, and I was trying to speed up to get around the truck to get out the way. That's all I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to hear it.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that shit.
I was like, man, I was just trying to get out the way, man. Get in the lane and kick back. Oh, so where are you coming from? Man, nigga. I went to Utah, blah, blah, blah. I went to Vegas. Oh, did you hit it big in Vegas? Nah.
Shut up, you bitch ass.
Nigga, why you laughing and giggling and then come back with a ticket? Like, you.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, why you care why, nigga?
But then I didn't see no workers out there, so it was a non-working construction zone.
Oh, okay.
So then what's the point of even putting construction zone if there's no workers present?
Yeah.
So he put no workers on a ticket. I made sure that said no workers. And yesterday I called in to see how much the tickets were. The first ticket with the dickhead cops, they got the most dickhead procedures to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was $230.
Woo!
And to get it, you can't take any driving school or anything because you don't live in Texas.
Yeah, no, you're just paying that.
But if you want it off you to not go on your record, it's $300.
You motherfuckers.
Then you got to send in a money order. Then they got to send you back something for the court to stamp.
Man.
All that.
Yeah.
So then I called the other county. Dude was like, it's
$230.
Like, damn, same price? But he was like, I was like, so how much is it to get it off my record, whatever? He was like, oh, it's just $230. That's it. You ain't got to send nothing in. You ain't got to come in. You ain't got to go get nothing. But I'm like, see?
That's what? Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, but here's where they're going to get you.
What?
Right? Because I got a ticket here. And the dude was like, man, if you pay it, it's not going to go on your record. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool. You got to pay it online, right?
Yeah.
Or pay it over the phone or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I think my shit was like $180 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, there is a $14.95 processing fee.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, I'm dead ass serious. I said $14.95.
Oh my God.
Nigga, that's $15. Yo, come on, man.
The bitches.
Yo, they gonna get that money about you.
So I'm thinking, I'm just gonna leave one of them hoes on my record. the 300.
That was in Texas?
Yeah.
Nah, they'll come for you.
What you mean?
Nigga, they'll come looking for you over that ticket.
No, I'm saying, if I just paid it $230, but leave it on my record, what's it, like 1 or 2 points?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck all that. Yeah, just pay the $230.
Because what, like, really, what is the point?
Yeah, for real.
And does it really come off your record? They probably can still see you got a ticket.
Yeah, it's something up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they do a background check, it'll be up there, but you don't plan on getting no CDL license or no shit like that.
Nah.
So, yeah, you should be straight.
Them bastards, man. Dang. I was almost free. I was almost free.
No. Give us free.
Yeah, I was almost free. Yeah, so, I, you know what I'm saying? I traveled up... Utah. You ever been to Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Utah, beautiful. Y'all had to tell me it had just a whole...
Them all the mountains and shit.
Yeah, big-ass mountain with snow on the top as a backdrop.
Yo, you ain't trying to get up with Dreezy?
Who is?
I can get the box on the low.
Oh, where was she at?
In Utah.
Nah, I didn't know that. I forgot.
Yeah.
Dang. But I don't know if I would have got the... I could have said I was you.
That is creative.
Grip up. Yeah, I'd have been out there. I'm almost as light skinned as you too. Yo, when you said Dreezy, I was like, wait a minute, because that's what Alicia's her best friend's little sister name. They call her Dreezy.
Oh, okay.
And she like 15. I'm like, what?
Wait a minute, sir.
Yeah, man. Utah had the beautiful mountains nobody told me about as a backdrop. Like, how can you be mad waking up with a big ass mountain as the background?
Because they Mormons.
Yo, they said the Mormons be wilding though. They said they don't like black people.
Yeah.
They showed me a video, dog, where they said like they used to live on another planet. And all the bad ones, they made them black and sent them to Earth.
Ain't that, man.
And like, that's the story they go by. So like when they see black people, those are the like the, what'd you call it? Ostracized Mormons.
But they accept all the Samoans and Tongans and shit.
For real?
Yeah.
Yo, at our graduation, I think we seen one black person.
Yeah. Oh yeah, nigga, that's Utah.
That's crazy.
Yo, the shit, it was probably Dreezy.
I don't remember seeing no black people around town.
Yo, it be like that, man. And but like, I think the Mormon religion came from like somebody dug up a book.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, come on, man. Y'all really believe that shit?
That's nuts. They dug up a book.
You know what I'm saying? And now this is y'all religion. Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
They said they run Utah out there, too. They got them big
hell
ass,
yeah.
What you call it? Them temples and stuff?
Yeah, them temples. Hell yeah, man.
They're like, you want to go see it? Like, man, if they don't like us, I ain't about to get...
You know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm black, and them niggas might try to convert me, nigga. I'm not fucking with them.
No, they might try to hang you if they don't like you. They
well, yeah. Speaking of that, I went to the Legacy Museum.
Mm-hmm.
In Montgomery. Dog, that shit is amazing, man.
Dang,
like for it's a powerful place, man. It will, man, show you what this world is really like, dog. Like, man, that shit. So when we first pulled up, I'm looking at the place, like, man, why would y'all put the museum right here? It's like a storefront on a block. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking a museum. This is gonna be off by itself.
Mm.
But this is down the street with the little like the little pay meters and all that shit, right? I'm like, yo, this is a city block, man. Why would y'all put it here?
Yeah.
Once you get inside, they start telling you about it. That was the building that is built in was actually the slave warehouse.
The slave warehouse where they kept slaves?
Yeah, where they kept slaves. That's why they made the museum there.
Any ghosts in there?
No. Kinda, but no. All right. So once you walk in, you watch these three videos. It's some good information. It'll fuck your life up. Then you walk down and they got like the little jail cells off to the left side, right? No, I mean to the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Once you step in front of it, a hologram video starts of a slave talking.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit was dope. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So we watched all of them except when we got to the kids, man. I'm like, nah, I can't watch this one. That shit gonna have a nigga crying out here. You gotta thug back these tears, nigga. So then you walk in and it's just information everywhere, man. They got videos playing. They got like just information all on the wall, man. It's dope, man. But you can't take any pictures inside the museum.
Oh.
You can't even have your phone on, basically. So they got a bus that takes you like a couple blocks to the memorial. Now you can take all the pictures you want down there. So in the memorial, man, it starts off on the ground. And they have like the little blocks of the county and the person's name and date that they were hung in.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a lot. So from the museum, you learn that there was like 4,400 people lynched in America.
I thought it'd be more than that.
Yeah. Well, it probably is. These are the ones I got a record of.
Oh.
So once you go down, once you're walking through the memorial, like it starts on the ground, but then they start going up in the air and you can walk under them and shit, right? So once you get up under them, the last part of it, they have like people's names on the wall, where they were at and the reason they got hung. Mm. My nigga, it is some of the dumbest shit on these fucking plaques, man. Like a lady got hung because she yelled at some white kids for throwing rocks at her.
Wow.
And they hung her for that shit, right? A dude got hung because he reported some white people stealing his shovel.
Dang.
They killed him. Four white men jumped on him, and he reported them to police, and they hung him for it.
Damn.
And like it's like at the minimum, 100 of these stories on this wall. And it's all some menial shit that a nigga shouldn't die for.
Yo, that's nuts.
Dog, it's crazy, man. And so you learn that there's a fountain in Montgomery, in the middle of Montgomery. That's where the slave auction used to be. That was a slave block, the auction block. Mm. And the street, Montgomery Street, because eventually, after all the slaves got here, Montgomery became the hub. That's where everybody came to buy slaves, right? Mm-hmm. And they was like down Montgomery Street, they would walk these slaves, nigga, hundreds of miles back to the plantations.
Dang.
Nigga, hundreds of miles. Nigga, it's hard to walk a half a mile sometimes, bruh. Nigga, hundreds of miles. That shit is ridiculous, dog.
Chained together hundreds of miles.
Hundreds of miles, nigga. Like, that shit is, man, yo, everybody need to go see that shit, son. Everybody. Because that shit is amazing.
So it's in Montgomery, Alabama?
Yeah.
How far is that from me? That's probably mad hours.
It's probably about 6.5. Cause I know it's like an hour and a half from us.
Oh, okay. Dang, I want to go to that one in D.C. too.
Yeah. That shit was crazy, man. Like, it's a lot of good information, though, but it'll fuck you up, man.
How much it costs to get in there?
We got the combo tickets for the memorial and the museum, and they were $10.
Oh, okay. I thought when you said combo, it was like, oh, they were $65.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought at first, but when I went online and looked it up, and they was like, for my youngest daughter didn't have to pay because she's 5, so I got two, it came out to like $29.70.
If she 5, I'm 5 too.
No, you're not.
Oh. Damn, that's nuts, man.
Yeah, that's it.
I want to go to that bra museum bad, man. Why it had to be closed? They got like dope. They got like mad dope stuff in there.
Yeah.
Bailey was like, man, I lived here all this time. I ain't never even looked at that building. I didn't even know it was there. Like, yeah, y'all be wild, man. That's like my mom when I went to the Eye in Dallas.
Yeah.
She was like, I didn't even know this was here.
Nigga, you live here.
Yo, my mom wilding, dog. All right, the night before we was at her mom's house looking at, I was showing them the Eye, whatever. I was like, yeah, I want to go visit this. So I'm seeing mad pictures of everybody like mad far from the eye. I'm like, why are everybody so far away from it? So I get online, start reading reviews. They're like, yeah, it sucks. You can't like be close to it. They got it gated off. I'm like, oh, that's whack. So you got to take these far long pictures and these big stupid high bars in the way. So, dog, we go downtown, right? We get down there. Somehow we come around the back of the eye. And they got these big brown gates. Like, they're like 10 feet tall. And I'm like, man, I can't get a dope flick with these gates in the way. So as you're walking around to go to the front of it, there's like slits in the bars. Like, it's bars. Then there's no bars for a little bit. Then there's bars. But it's like real, they like real close. So I'm like, dang, man. I want to know, say, slip up in there. My mom just slips right up in there, dog. I'm like, whoa. Wait a minute.
So it's Cypress all over again, huh?
Yo, I was like, oh, she did it. Whoop, squeeze my way up in there.
Let's go and get it.
Let's go. I was like, yo, get these flicks. Let's flick up real quick. Yo. We start flicking up, but ain't nobody coming. Then I see these two little white girls in there, too. I'm like, oh, we good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to pull the chop out with the little white girls in here, too.
So I don't know what sexist they might.
So then we flick it up and everything, and then about four from the hood run up in there. I'm like, oh, no, it's getting bad. See,
it is time to go.
It is time to go. But the hood ain't playing. They're like, yo, hurry up. They get about 4 or 5 good pictures and dip out.
They dip, yo.
So we like, shoot, we still in here. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me get a few more. So my mom backing up to get me a few more. Then the security roll up. Hey, nobody's supposed to be in here. This is private property.
What?
So I'm waiting for my mom to take the picture. So I hit him with a,
huh? What?
Give me my
word, my nigga. I ain't seen no signs.
Yeah. Huh? Give me another 6 seconds. My mom still ain't take the picture. I'm like, yo. Oh,
yo, what is you doing? Stop looking at him. Look at me.
What's taking you so long to press the button, man? So then we leave out. And right when we leave out, the same way we came in, there's sign, big old sign saying do not enter private property.
Damn.
We did not see those. Yeah. And then I'm trying to just walk up. My mom like, look, here go the sign right here. Yo, can we just walk?
Hey nigga.
So, yeah, we like one of the only ones. It's only a select few that got pictures right up on the eye.
Yeah, it's only a few lawbreakers that take pictures of the evidence and shit.
He said a few lawbreakers.
They document they fucking crime, nigga.
Yo, that eye dope, though.
Yeah.
Yo, in Vegas. I gotta move to Vegas, man. It's a vibe. What the kids say, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
Like, you can just go to the casino and kick it in the sports book, watch the games. It's a lot of people screaming and yelling. Yo, my man was going crazy. Yo, this pitcher was really messing up. Like, I don't know what he was doing. He was trying to throw the game. But they was up like 7-1, dog. My man, you know what I'm saying, had a little bet on the game. He relaxed. They put the relief pitcher in there. Every pitch he threw, it was a base hit or a home run. Yo, my man was going crazy in that video recorded. He's been a bum his whole life. I'm like, dang, he called that man a bum his whole life, dog.
That nigga got a lot of money on that game, dog.
Yo, he was heated. God damn it. Oh, come on. Get him out of there. What are you doing? Yo, I look up. It was like 7-1. I look up after all the screaming. Yo, it's like the other team up one. I'm like, yo, my man just got up and left.
Oh, yeah, he done.
He was heated, dog. You been your bummies your whole life. Then I seen my man from the Showtime show was in there. I'm like, dang, he really do be in here every day. My man was in there. He was happy this time, though. He was winning, so he was dapping everybody up.
Yeah.
Still looking flabby and sick like Larry Holmes. Yo, they showed that man's house, dog. He ain't got no furniture, no bed. All he got is mad McDonald boxes and pizza boxes and like a little stool table with his wallet on it and money everywhere.
God damn.
And he just pick up his stacks and head to South Point Casino.
Oh, that nigga's a gambling addict, yo.
Yeah, that's all he do. So I rolled it out on Barty, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Barty holding me down. 3 straight matches onto the that's winning the title in tennis. So I was riding Barty. Like, I go up there, let me get a Barty. Boom. Get that money, put it back on Barty. Did that all the way to the win. The Golden State Warriors messed me up. I'd have been hella victorious. They kind of chopped me back down a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know.
I can't believe it. I still can't believe Toronto.
Toronto, for real.
That's crazy. You see that Trump tweet?
Nah.
He said, Curry, your yellow head ass.
He ain't say no shit like that.
That was a fake tweet, but it was hilarious.
Oh, okay.
It was like, Curry, yellowhead ass, gave up the title from America to Canada.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yo, man, the internet has no chill, man.
No like, chill.
They had to show pictures of Kawhi Leonard with Steph Curry's wife, man. That's fucked up.
Oh, why they doing that?
No, man, that shit is fucked up, man. Like, yo, all right. So, since we talking about the tech and shit, right? Did Drake play?
Yo, Drake like part like Drake is an ambassador for the team.
Yo, but he's talking and acting like nigga, he got buckets, man. Like,
but think about it though, he got his own seats. He got his custom OVO stuff with the team for jerseys. Like he like the ambassador of Toronto Raptors for real.
Yeah, but he still should be doing after game interviews tired.
But he get a ring, though.
Do he?
Yeah, he's on staff.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, so I'll be happy, too, dog. You get an NBA title ring?
Hell no, bro.
For the country I came from? Yo, that's fire.
I'm so tired of Drake ass, man.
Yo, if I was Drake, I would have suited up.
Yo, for real, man. Like, he'd have came in a uniform, B. Like, that'd have been only fitting.
Did you see the... Did you see the fake Kawhi?
Yeah, that nigga look absolutely nothing like Kawhi.
Nothing like Kawhi, dog.
Yo, it's just a black dude with braids, my nigga. That's
dog, that made me hate Toronto fans, dog.
Yo, man, yo, why them niggas out there shooting?
Yo, that's wild, right?
Yo, nigga, y'all's Canadian.
Yo, how?
Why is y'all doing that?
How three people get shot at the victory parade?
The parade. This is a joyous occasion. Look at Drake. He's happy. Why y'all niggas out here shooting, man?
They ain't even shooting in L.A. at none of the parades.
You know what I'm saying? That shit don't never happen. Well, it might. They probably tucked the body off somewhere, but I would not expect that out of Canada.
Yeah, that's crazy. Y'all shot three people out there on a victory parade. Y'all wildin', wildin'.
Yeah. Yo, man, like, everybody keeps saying that Golden State beat themselves.
I think they did, dog.
Nah, nigga. Toronto gave them niggas business. Like, nigga, they lost so many players. Like, yo, they was beating them niggas to injuries.
Yo, that was crazy how they just got injured into a loss. Like,
yo, they smoked the shit out them niggas that they was dying out there, my nigga. Like, yo, that shit's funny, man.
And then what's crazy is before each player went out, they was getting busy.
Yeah.
Like, hell, you said Durant was putting up buckets, gone. Klay was damn near had 40 points, couldn't miss, gone. Like, damn.
Hell yeah, man.
Yo, that's crazy. Like, I still can't believe, like, Toronto, it just looked weird.
Just don't see that happening.
You think Kawhi gonna leave?
Man. Truthfully, I don't know what the fuck Kawhi gonna do, man. Like, that's a weird dude, man. Like, I don't know. That is one nigga that I can't even get into his mind frame. Like, I don't know what this nigga's gonna do.
I think the win kind of pressures him to stay.
But it's still he a dude that do his own thing.
Yeah.
He don't care what nobody think, so that nigga might just go ahead and dip.
Will he be the new LeBron? Because he got a title in the Spurs.
San Antonio.
Brought a title to Toronto.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man. If he signed a 1-year deal, nigga, fuck a championship. I was only here for 1 year. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I signed for 1 year. We just happened to win the championship, dog.
I didn't expect all this. That is nuts. Like, I know he did not expect no damn ring, dog. Like, whoa.
Hell, oh, man.
So, it's wide open, though, next year, because Golden State done, son.
Yo, them niggas is, I don't see KD coming back next year.
No, he's hurt. He can't anyway.
Yeah, especially the way that nigga's fucking Achilles popped.
Yeah, they say he out for the whole season. Him and Clay out for the whole season.
Oh man, yeah. So I think he got to stay with Golden State now because I don't see nobody picking him up broke like that.
Oh, I see a lot of people picking him up.
All right.
Yeah. He's still gone. Because they know, like, now Achilles ain't as bad as it used to be.
Oh, okay. So we'll see, man. I know that AD move, everybody seen it coming, but it still fucked the world up.
Man, I was like, they gave up the entire team, though.
The entire team of trash-ass niggas, because if they was any good, they'd have had a better record.
I mean, you could say it was trash, but you still need players.
Yeah, well, they trying to make some moves, but
yeah, but look, if you got two people taking up all the money,
yeah,
how much moves can you make? You'd be just about to get people who worse than what you had.
This is what I think they're gonna do. They're gonna get stars that nobody wants no more.
Yeah, them washed up dudes that never
washed up. You know what I'm saying? Like Carmelo, I think Carmelo might come back for $7 and a cure to AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
This is what I hate. This is what I hate about that. All right, look what Carmelo did like the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Super trash. But when he get picked up and they put the pictures up, all the pretty Photoshop pictures, everybody gonna be like, oh, championship. Carmelo's still gonna be the trash he was.
Yeah. Oh, he coming off the bench. Believe that. He coming off the bench, but it just looked good. Like, did you see the video of Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
Yo, why they do that? Why they yell? You know how they make them dope videos of a nigga playing?
Yeah.
Yo, Jeremy Lin was missing passes. Yo, he was throwing up air balls. I'm like, yo, y'all ain't shit for this.
They talking about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler ain't all that. He'll show up a couple games, but
yeah,
he trash. Chris Paul washed. All he do is complain and push off. Who else? Pretty much, there ain't nobody out there. Kemba Walker, he good, but that's not a championship.
You know, but that's what they're still tying that wagon to LeBron. You know what I'm saying? We get somebody of some good talent with LeBron, and we got a championship run. But you know, we'll see how that turn out.
I think I don't know. I wonder what Kawhi, what he gonna do?
Because he from LA, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, they said it's like his dad or uncle or something, like big in the streets.
Yeah, so he might go to, if anything, the Clippers.
I see somebody say the Clippers going to win a championship if Kawhi go there. I'm like, I don't see that either.
Come on, man. Your niggas hyping now.
Yeah, they wilding out. But yeah, man, shout out to Kawhi and the Toronto Raptors. Oh, a shout out to me for having the shorts before everything went down. Yeah, that's right. Them shorts came from China. It take, what, a month and a half to get here. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And they look dope. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
We played some games in Utah. Y'all got to play this game. I forgot the name of it, but it's a machine. And you pick two teams, and you got to try to tell your people what the name. They got to guess the name on the screen or the celebrity or what it is or a phrase. But you can't say the words, but you got to act it out and say other stuff. I said one, everybody was mad, but I still got the point. I don't care what y'all say. It was like Manchester, and I said rhymes with Ledbester.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, they was heated. I was like, hey, that's how I'm doing it over here.
You know what I'm saying? It's working, man. Yo, it was good to see you with the old squad, too, man.
Oh, man, we was wilding out there, man. That joint was fun. That made me want to move around, like, people you know.
Yeah, closer to him and shit.
Yeah, you can like get together on a Sunday and just wild out.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Fat Lenny, man.
Yo, Lenny ain't even fat. I don't know why you said
that. No, because it's the story of y'all left school. He was Fat Lenny and he came back Ab Lenny.
Oh. So
it's just always shout out to Fat Lenny, man.
Yeah, that is crazy. Like, dog, man, what's even crazier? His diet. What was it? Kool-Aid and bread.
And bread. Yeah.
Your Kool-Aid and bread is nuts.
Hell, dog, man. Yeah,
shout out to Fat Nate, though. That boy put on that weight. Yo, weight.
Man, son. Damn, son.
Yo! David, eating, boy. Hey,
shout out to Fat Nate. Yeah. Damn.
Tell me, hey, we going to the gym in the morning.
You know, like you stretched in years, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, tell me why we go to the gym. My man do about 4 reps on the bench, and then go to about, hey, I'm about to go to the massage chair.
Yo, what?
What?
Nigga broke his, yo. All right, man. Yo, my man 50 grand posse pass. Look, man, I've been telling this nigga to get in the gym for a long time, right? He don't never want to do it. So finally, the nigga started doing it, right?
Yeah.
So this nigga sent me a video of him deadlifting and shit, right? I said, hey, man, how much weight is that? Oh, like 205. I said, nigga, I can bench that. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You out here using your whole body and struggling to lift 205. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. And then, hey, yo, I called him the other day, and he answered the phone.
Ugh. Nah, no, he didn't.
I'm like, yo, hey, what you doing? Oh, man, I'm at the gym. Nigga serious about the gym, don't answer the fucking phone. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yo, how you answer the phone doing reps, though?
You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, my nigga, come on, dog.
How much weight has he lost?
Oh, a lot, but for other reasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. What, cocaine?
Maybe.
He said maybe. Yo, what else? Oh, I went to Arizona to see Danny.
Yeah, how was that, nigga? I was, hey, man, get that nigga to jump out the pool.
Hey, yo, Danny out here wilding. Yo, I still work out 4 times a week. That man got the whole gym upstairs. That man got like a 3-room loft. I'm like, yo, how is it so much space in his loft? Because from the outside, it don't look like it's that big.
Yeah.
But when you walk in, it got like a whole bottom floor. Then you hit the stairs, a whole second floor. Then you hit the stairs again, got a whole third floor that's made into a gym.
Damn.
And you got bathrooms and showers in every floor. It's crazy.
Hell no.
In the middle of downtown.
That's what's up.
I'm like, yeah, they out here doing it out here. I was like, I need to get in this IT, dog. All his brothers are IT doing it.
Hell yeah, man. That's the way to go.
Yeah. So I'm definitely about to get on this program with unemployment where they pay for you a program. Cybersecurity, baby. What else we did? We went to Arizona, Utah, New Mexico. I stopped in New Mexico at the casino. The lady at the desk was like, and we don't see much. It was I think it was a Spanish woman. She was like, yeah, we don't see many brothers coming through here.
Damn.
I'm like, dang. Oh, that's crazy. Lost that bet. I could have won that. It's 3-team parlay. I don't know why. I took the over in the St. Louis Blues hockey game instead of just taking St. Louis.
Yeah.
Like, my initial bet was St. Louis. I would have came up. But that's how the game go.
All right.
Then back to Dallas, L.A., Yeah, and I didn't stop in like Mississippi. And well, yeah, I stopped in Mississippi and got Wards. You ever had Wards?
Nigga, I wouldn't have went through Mississippi.
Yeah, I was like, I'm definitely about to get a ticket out here.
Yo, at the memorial, on the outside of it, they have all the monuments laying down, and it shows all the counties and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga, Mississippi got their own row.
Dang.
Yeah.
So you never been to Wards in Mississippi?
Hell no.
Yo, Wards. Well, all the places I stopped, I seen it was like mostly black people there.
Yeah.
So I went to this fast food chain called Wards where they had the burger with the chili in it. So I was like, let me try this out. So, yo, that chili burger is pretty good, man.
Yeah, I seen the video, nigga.
Chili burger was banging. Next time I'll just get some lettuce and tomatoes and stuff, throw on there.
You know what I'm saying? Spice it up
a little bit. What else? I stopped in. Did I stop at any other places? No, I wanted to stop at a few other spots, but I was like, man, I'm just trying to get to the crib.
Yeah.
We got some voicemails from Baylor the Great from 10 years ago.
Okay.
I think he was talking. Let's see. The first one is called The Real Origin Story of Baby Boy, a.k.a. Jody.
Oh, shit.
I knew he was going to chime in when we said
Baby Boy was Boys in the Hood, too.
Yeah. So here we go. BTG.
What up, though? It's your boy, BTG. Now, see, I'm listening to the last show. Y'all breaking down Boys in the Hood and Baby Boy. And rightfully so. Baby Boy is a sequel to Boys in the Hood, technically. But we got to get the origin story. Y'all want to know who Jody Daddy is? I thought y'all knew who Jody Daddy was. Oh, man, let me break it down to you. And remember, fast food started all this bullshit. I'm going to give y'all four movies, and then I'm going to ask y'all to guess, okay? So these four movies got one thing in common. They actually got a lot of things in common, but we're going to put the obvious stuff to the side. You know, the gang banging and shit like that, the fast food joints, etc. But there's one particular thing that these four movies have in common, right? And I'm going to go through these movies in order, though. Colors, South Central, Menace to Society, and Imperial Dreams. Now, what do all four of those movies have in common?
Cause OG Jody Bobby Daddy Johnson. There.
Yeah, you got it. Stone, you got it. You got to know who it is. All right. So one thing you got to understand is when you in a gangbanging life, you switch up your name. You know what I'm saying? You might switch hoods. Stay with the same flag, but you might switch hoods and things like that. But you want to know why Jody was like 1 foot in and 1 foot out? Because he was confused. He didn't have leadership. His daddy was gone. His daddy was in and out of jail, in and out of prison, and then he moved away. And you know where he went? Well, again, let's start with the origin story. Okay, so y'all remember High Top, right? Yeah, High Top. He was in Colors, right? High Top is also OG Bobby Johnson, who is also Perv Nail, who is also Uncle Shrimp. He's all the same person. Same hustle, same gangbanging experience. That's who Jody Daddy is. All these years you wanted to know who Jody Daddy is? See, Kane is actually Pernell's nephew. You know what I'm saying? And Kane and Jody are related, but they never really, you know what I'm saying? They never really got together. They never really kicked it and things like that. But you got to understand, when it comes to these West Coast movies, everybody's connected and everybody grow up with each other. Like, for example, Ice Cube and Nia Long, you know what I'm saying? They grew up with each other in Boys in the Hood, right? And they ended up staying together. Well, not staying together, but, you know, eventually, you know, they end up moving or whatever. And as young adults, they end up being on Friday. The same block, including Normandy and Western on Friday. All this stuff ties in. Do you know who Vontae Sweet is? That's Rick Rock. Rick Rock on Boys in the Hood. He used to bang. You know what I'm saying? Now, he did kick it with Kane in Minister Society, you know what I'm saying? Because he was the Muslim dude. You know, all this stuff goes together. Do y'all know who Kareem Grimes is? Yeah, well, let me see. Kareem Grimes grew up on the same block as Doughboy and Trey and everybody else, and Ricky and them, or whatever. He was the kid at the ice cream truck. He's also Do Dirty and Baby Boy, and he also Preach. An All-American. Everything goes together. All these cats grew up in the same hood. Now, what's this got to do with Jody? Nothing at all. I told you who his daddy was. And just for a little fun Easter egg, we already know Lloyd Avery. Y'all know who Lloyd Avery is? Raise your hand if you know who Lloyd Avery is. Lloyd Avery is the nigga who shot Ricky Baker. He's also the nigga in Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. It's all coming together now. It's like a Marvel Universe for South Central. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to bring it all together, if you want to tie it all the way back around, Jody is the son of Pernell, a.k.a. OG Bobby Johnson, a.k.a. Uncle Shrimp, a.k.a. High Top. Forget that, yo.
Dang, that man broke down the
That nigga said the Marvel Universe is out central.
Yo, you heard about Lloyd Avery though?
Yo, it's funny that you put that shit up, then I watched the video of that shit, and now that nigga talking about that nigga.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
All right, for the people out there, Lloyd Avery is a dude who shot Ricky in Boys in the Hood. Yeah, I remember the scene, the iconic scene. Ricky running, had the shotgun to the back. So that dude, he was a real killer out in these streets.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He got arrested for a double murder.
No, he became that. He didn't start off as that. He was from a middle-class family. And his brother said he got so wrapped up in that Boys in the Hood character that he started doing that shit. That nigga moved to the jungles and joined the gang.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
So after the movie role, he moved to the jungles, joined the gang, caught two bodies, went to jail. In the same year, his cellmate was like a satanic psycho.
A satanic?
Yeah, he was a
satanic.
He was a satanic.
There you go.
Psycho. He beat Lloyd Avery in jail and choked him to death, and then used his body as a satanic sacrifice.
Yeah. So the story goes that once he got into jail for them double murders, he found religion, and then he get in the cell with a Satan worshiper. So they're going back and forth with God and the devil. And then it just came to a head. Old boy busted him in the head with a pipe, choked him out. And somehow the guards missed him during the count. So when they finally went to the cell, they was like, his body was on the ground and in a pentagram made of his blood.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Dang, how you go from Boys in the Hood to a pentagram of blood, B?
Yo, for real, son. That's crazy.
That's life coming at you fast.
Then a motherfucker.
Dang. Yeah, that's nuts, man. Because I was wondering, like, what happened to dude?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the last thing I seen him in was Don't Be a Menace.
I don't even remember seeing him in that.
He was when they hit Lil Chris in the car. When they hit the wheelchair in the car, he was in the car. He was one of the dudes in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't have a really big role in it.
Dang, that's nuts, man.
Hell yeah.
So then we got Bailey the Great. This one's called Oh, in Part 2. So here we go.
Oh, and Junior, you gotta keep your eye on Junior, too. Junior is Ronnie's little brother. And he the one that sexually assaulted Ebony in Players Club, and he the same nigga that killed Kane because Kane got her pregnant and said he wore two jimmies extra tight. So yeah, that's that. And he was also Lorenz and Set It Off, so I don't know what we're gonna do with that. But what does that have to do with Jody and his daddy being Pernell?
Absolutely nothing.
Get that, yo.
Yo, that's not. Hell, go ahead.
No, you got it.
I was gonna say, how you remember all this?
Yo, okay. Let's not forget that Dookie from Boys in the Hood, the nigga with the pacifier, was in Poetic Justice.
What the heck?
Yo, it's all on the same block, son. Yo, Dookie was in Poetic Justice, man. For real.
Yo, how y'all remember this stuff?
Nigga, movies.
I don't, dog. I can't tell you not one actor in nothing.
Nigga, because you got narcolepsy, nigga.
This is Denzel and Will Smith. And we got Will Smith, stop twerking, dog.
Yeah, man, you got to stop that shit. Yo, but that dude was in, he was in Don't Be a Menace, Boys in the Hood, and Set It Off, and the other one. What's the other movie? Yeah, there you go. He might have been. I don't know these niggas.
Yeah, that is nuts. So he was just basically taking this pool of people, just putting them in different roles.
Yeah, it's not all the Marvel Universe, nigga. He just worked with the same actors, nigga. The black actor pool is slim, my nigga. That's
the black actor pool. Yeah, that's crazy. Yo, shout out to BT Jizzle.
Yeah, Ron LeBron, no basketball.
No hoops. Yo, I got a review too from Mr. 99 Cent Adds Up from South Africa.
Oh, and that's Nigel.
Young Nigel in the building. He said he wrote this on May 26, 2019. One of the best podcasts I know. I've been with these guys since they were three hosts, so you know we out here. Keep doing your thing, fellas. One of the best out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to Nigel, bro. Shout out to
Nigel still doing it out there. South Africa, man. Is he far from Sudan?
I don't know.
Because they wilding out there in Sudan.
Man.
That's crazy. Yo,
the Sudan and the Dominican Republic for some reason, dog.
Yo, they duffing Americans.
Yo, nigga, they shot Big Poppy.
Nah, he deserved that, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's the story?
Big Poppy was smashing a drug dealer, the kingpin's wife. It was either his wife or his girl. And yeah, he told him a few times to cut it out.
Oh, he told him to cut it out.
And, you know, I'm Big Poppy, nigga. You know how to do it.
Oh, man, Big Poppy ain't shit then.
Yeah.
Because not only is you a drug kingpin, my nigga.
Yeah, that's
they don't mind killing people.
Yeah.
At all. And you living in the Dominican Republic with your white wife from Wisconsin and you out there cheating on her, nigga, you ain't shit.
Yo, dude had pictures of them together and everything. Like online. They already got, you know how online don't play, dog.
Yeah.
They got the pictures of them. She bad. But there's a lot of bad ones out there.
Yo, she's from the Dominican Republic, my nigga. And yo, you from the Dominican Republic and you're famous. You're American famous.
Yeah.
You could have had anybody you wanted, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, niggas don't think shit real until they feel that steel.
Ooh, that's a bar. Yep, like, man. You got, the pool is crazy, too. You can go get you a poor one out there that look like Halle Berry.
Yeah.
I don't know what they be thinking, man.
Yo, man, pussy fucking nigga mine up.
Mm. Yo, the Sudan crisis, they out there raping kids. This man, is back to the old days.
Yeah, man, they wilding out there, bro. What is that shit about, though?
It's a civil war between forces of the government and opposition forces.
Damn. Man, why does in that area war tactics include rape?
I think that's in every, like, that's what happened since the beginning of time.
Nigga, why?
Like, they used to go take over and just rape the women and kids and then burn everything and destroy everything. So I think that's just, like, it started then. I was like, hey, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Then they said it's been going on since December 15, 2013.
God, nigga, we just now hearing about it?
I guess it's, like, on and off conflict.
Oh, based on some shit we shouldn't be involved in.
Man, we got to go help, dog. All
right, you can sign up.
Dog, man, we got... What Andre say on that song of Outkast? We got stuff that'll blow out their backs.
Yeah.
We sent a SEAL team of four and then destroy all them dudes.
Yeah. Just got to do it, man. You know, once this shit started, now it's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. Man, shut up, nigga.
Yeah, man, because it's like, when you got the most power in the world, I mean, power comes with the most ability.
Really, yes. And yo, sometimes you got to kill some shit.
Yeah, so they just need to go in there and just destroy all them dudes.
Yeah, that would be the ideal thing to do. But, you know, got to do it, the Geneva Convention way.
Yeah, everything started in December with the Sudan uprising. The rallies began as demonstrations again, the rising cost of food and the shortage of fuel. But they morphed into protests against the president, Omar al-Bashir. The movement started off on an optimistic note with the nation's women at heart of the demonstrations and iconic images of them defying police brutality shared widely. Why did they want Omar al-Bashir out? Bashir's legacy is one of human suffering and atrocities. He took over as president of Sudan in 1989. Damn. After he led a coup that ousted the previous government. Though he's technically been reelected several times, human rights groups say the elections weren't democratic. Man, you know, they were just like, yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Please don't kill us.
So they just basically had to go in there and take him out.
Yeah.
Man, that's got to suck, dog. When you like, ain't there ain't no help coming from nowhere. Ain't
nothing, my nigga. It's just we over here fighting.
Oh, but speaking of rape.
Whoa.
Your boy, Kellen Winslow.
Kellen. The Winslow, the dad.
Oh, shut up. Kellen Winslow Jr., the football player.
Kellen. Oh, not, what was that? Eddie Winslow?
Yeah, not Eddie Winslow.
What was the dad's name?
Carl.
Not Carl Winslow?
Nah, not Carl Winslow.
Let me look up Kellen Winslow Jr. Oh, he looked like a stand-up guy.
Yeah, he stand up over bitches while he raping them.
He said he could use CTE as a defense in court.
Man.
So what was the story?
So he was convicted Monday of raping a homeless woman in California.
Wait a minute. Stop playing, dog.
One of a slew. They actually used the word slew of sexual misconduct charges brought against a former tight end. He was convicted of indecent exposure, lewd conduct involving two other women in a trial in San Diego. The jury was keep delivering on another rape allegation by a 54-year-old hitchhiker, as well as by a woman who said Winslow sexually assaulted her while she was unconscious in 2003.
Now, what's wrong with this dude?
I don't know, man. He say, the 58-year-old homeless woman testified that Winslow befriended her in Encina, a beach town north of San Diego, invited her to have coffee with him in May 2018. He then raped her next to his car.
Next to what the hell?
Yeah. Another 57-year-old woman testified that he exposed himself to her while she was gardening in May 2018. Winslow was found guilty of indecent exposure. A 77-year-old woman
what?
Who went to the same gym as Winslow in Carlsbad said he inappropriately touched himself in front of her while he was out on bail in February. This nigga.
What the hell?
And say, after all this stuff broke out, an accuser that was a 17-year-old high school student at the time, and Winslow, now 35, was 19, and he raped her when he was home from college for the summer. She claims she passed out while at a party and woke up to find Winslow sexually assaulting her.
Damn, Winslow was getting them dirty pumps in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine waking up to dirty pumps?
Yo, the hitchhiker also testified she met Winslow in March 2018. He picked her up, drove her to a shopping center in a beach community, and raped her in his Hummer. God.
Yo, what is wrote? Yo.
Damn.
Yeah, throw him under the jail. That man got a rape issue.
This nigga say he also maintained that the sexual encounters were consensual. Nigga with a 54-year-old woman.
Yeah, he wildin'.
You out here tripping, cuz.
Look at my abs. They were consensual.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga. Kellen Winslow.
Yo, people out here living wild.
Yeah, man.
God dang, Kellen.
What else was going on? Oh, man, them Arizona police, huh? Did you see that shit?
When they ran up on a lady because the kid stole, like, a doll from dollar store?
Yeah, they ran up on a whole family.
Yeah, with the tools
cause
out.
Because the baby walked out of the store with the doll. And, yo, I don't feel like stealing a doll is worthy of that kind of force.
Duh, they was taking it to, like, level 50 from 10 to 50.
Yo, for real, man. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? It's a doll, B. You ain't got to pull guns on the family and the kids for a doll. This is an easily explained away altercation.
Yeah.
Either I'm sorry my baby took this, I'll pay for it, or here it go back. I'm sorry my baby took this. It ain't got to be all this shit, man.
Dog, even if it was half the store, it ain't that serious.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't convicted killers on the loose.
For real, dog. That shit don't make no sense, man.
Yo, these cops, dog.
Yo, and then the one in New York, they got the 17-year-old walking down the street with a basketball. The cops run up on him, man, and start fucking this little nigga up, right? Dang. So we don't know what happened before that. But what could warrant that type of behavior? Because you got mass shooters out here, nigga, that get taken in a goddamn blanket. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see the one in Dallas 2 days ago?
Nuh-uh.
Nigga was downtown in the street shooting at people.
Really?
Yeah, they got the surveillance video.
Damn.
I forgot how long. I think it was like a couple days ago I seen it, the video. They had showed the surveillance tape. He was like in a SWAT gear just shooting at people.
What the fuck?
They ain't kill him.
Nope. Took him in safely.
And then the other the white dude who was shooting at the cops. Was he shooting at him or he had a knife running at him with a knife or something? Oh, they just wounded him.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
It's mad blatant.
Yo, there's a difference, bro. For real.
Cops pulled me over, lying about they had to search. Man, I don't know a good cop. I don't care probable, what y'all say. I don't know a good cop.
None, dog. Probable cause, my nigga.
Probable cause.
You know what I'm saying? That's their go-to words. Probable cause. I feared for my life. He was reaching for my gun, dog.
And they just get away shit. With anything.
Hell yeah, man. Motherfuckers. Your boy.
Uh-oh.
Chris Breezy.
Oh, the Breezy. Matter of fact, he about to drop another 40 album CD.
Yo, man, why he went in on Victor Cruz like that?
Yo, why he do that to Cruz, man?
Yo, man. Yo, what is it about Carucci, man, that he can't leave her alone?
I think he a psycho like that to all the chicks he with.
Yo, man, like Cockarachi did nothing to deserve this.
Cockarachi. Yo, what did he say, Victor Cruz? Chloe, he can't dress or something?
Yeah. Nigga, because he don't wear tight jeans and slouch boots like your punk ass nigga. He can't dress. And then he got on man clothes, nigga. You shopping at the Lady Gap and shit, you bitch ass nigga.
Yo, the people be eating. Yo, why do people be looking up to these celebrities like they gods?
Man, I don't fucking know, man. We talk about this shit all the time.
They be eating it up, dog. Ooh, Chris Brown. Lo, y'all don't see the psycho in this dude?
Yo, this nigga's nuts. Yo, for real, man.
He got a song where he said, I drove by your house for hours just to feel next to you.
Oh, nigga, that's stalker behavior.
Like, that's not crazy to y'all? Y'all suck it up, too.
Nigga, that ain't good.
Ooh, he can do a backflip and he on TV. Ooh.
Nigga said he can do a backflip. Ooh. That's all it take, man.
That's all it take. Just get on TV, you can be the nuttiest person alive.
Yeah, it don't matter. As long as you're on TV.
This dude said in the same song, what's the point of rock and rolling without the gunpowder?
What?
He said what?
This what are you doing here, bro?
This dude telling y'all he a stalker and he sniffed coke and y'all still love
him.
Unbelievable, man. Yo, Victor Cruz should beat the brakes off
this brakes boy. Off that nigga, man. For real.
Like Russell, I want to see Russell Wilson in Future.
Yes.
I want to see Chris Brown and Victor Cruz.
Hell yeah.
Yo, Russell Wilson will beat the braids off Future.
Oh, man, he's going to beat that nigga into singing good.
Yo, that football workout is a whole different type of strength, dog.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Hell, man. Yo, you a rapper, my nigga. Don't ever think you coming for an athlete.
All you do is smoke, drink, and sip lean and rap.
Yeah, this nigga working out every day.
300-pound lineman that can run a 4.4.
Yo,
lifting weights every day.
Yo,
yo, have you ever been grabbed by a football player? It's a different kind of strength, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, ah, player. We'll take your hands off before you rip something off, nigga. Shit.
Oh man, I can't wait. They need to bring celebrity boxing.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious. Man, well, look like we're going to have a whole nother show because I ain't talk about nothing on the docket, and I got a lot.
Word, no doubt.
So, let's just do this or that.
Word.
This is the comeback show. They will get out of here and hit y'all with another one soon because I got a whole docket.
Hell yeah. right, so, all right. Oh, 1 mil of
hold on, hold on. Oh,
sorry. Shit, we forgot the intro.
Let me do the intro, you're... Hey.
Hey. Hey.
All right, we in it, we in it.
Well, all right, so 1 mil a month, but no sex ever.
Dang, of any kind, ever?
Of any kind, nigga. You can't even touch yourself. Or you barely make it ends meet, but you good, right? But you get $1 million a month worth of pussy, though.
I got to take option two, dog. That's the only reason you get $1 million for.
Yo, for real.
You just sitting over there with $1 million just.
For no reason, no reason. I'm just hella productive. You know what I'm saying?
Running from women.
I ain't getting no benefits or nothing of this, man. No. Like, and the thing, like, all right, if you've never had sex before, that might be okay.
Yeah.
But if you've had it and know what you're missing, you're like, nah, man, I'm gonna go ahead and get that struggle with all this pussy.
No, I think it'd be worse if you never had it before, because that's what everybody talk about. That's what you see. You watch pornos, and you never get to try that.
Hey,
you gonna be way, more curious, dog.
Yeah, either way is bad, sir.
Yeah, forget that, yo. All right, what I got? I got I lost my this or that. Oh, no teeth or no earlobes.
Give me them earlobes, man. No,
see,
no earlobes.
No teeth?
No, no, no. I said give me no earlobes.
Oh, okay.
I don't wear earrings anyway.
Yeah, I could just wear earmuffs all the time.
You know, and what purpose does your earlobe serve?
Right? It's just, you know, just for vanity.
You know what I mean? I don't need that. I need these teeth, nigga. I got to bite shit.
Because bugs still be flying in my ear with the earlobes.
Yeah, you know, it don't do nothing.
Yeah. Cut them off.
Hell yeah, get rid of these earlobes, nigga.
You're just going to look a little crazy.
Nah, you crazy no earlobe having ass, nigga, but...
I'll just move to where it's always cold, so I just have a hoodie on.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got the Scully on, son.
Yep.
All right, where'd it go? I sell all your possessions or sell one of your organs.
I'm going to sell all my possessions. I need I need everything that come in this body.
I don't know, man. I could probably give up one of these kidneys.
So what do you want to keep over your kidney?
Just come. Damn.
My car.
My shoes. I gotta keep them phones, man.
Man, them phones. I'll drop kick them phones out of here.
Hell no.
Oh man, I caught a major L, dog, on selling them shoes too. I'm so sad. Hold up, let me finish this real quick. All right, jail for 10 years or jail for 3? All right, jail for 10 years, and you get $25 million, or jail for 3 years, but you get no money.
The fuck I'm in jail for?
You didn't do it.
Do I deserve to be there?
No.
No, man, give me that 10 for 25. Fuck that. I'm going to go through the same shit in 3 that I'm going to go through with 10. At least I get something out of it.
Yo, 10 long years, dog?
Man, you know how much shape I'm going to be in, son, with $25 million? I don't even need to be in shape.
If you can work out, dog.
Oh, no, you can always do push-ups in your cell.
What if your cell full of pee, though?
Hey, nigga, you got to do pee push-ups.
All right, I'm going to take... Yeah, I got to take... hold up. No, I got to take 10 years because even if I do 3, y'all ain't going to try to give me no job or nothing.
Yeah, nigga, now I'm a felon. Yeah. I'm a convicted felon, my nigga. Like, nah, bro. Life going to be so much worse.
Yep. I got to do that 10. Is that all you got for this or that?
Yeah.
All right. That was this or that. So what I was talking about is, yeah, man, I dropped the ball, man. The shoes just went crazy. I don't know what happened, dog. It was like a whole month later.
Yo, and they shot up to like 7 something.
They up to a G now, dog.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Man.
Well, they was 2 days. For 2 days, they was a G. I don't know if they kind of went back down now. Let me see. Yeah, Carlos hit me up when I was in Vegas. He was like, yeah, I'm about to sell my shoes. I'm like, what happened? He's like, they going for $1,000.
Man, hell no. Where the motherfuckers at? Man, ain't nowhere to be found now. Where you going?
What size you had?
11.
Yeah, the last sale in 11s was 851.
Man, shit.
At the 13th, 900. Yeah, the highest they got was 900 on 11.
Man, that's some bullshit.
No, my stomach was hurting, bro. Yo, size 9, the last sale, $1,018.
Fudge told me sit on him.
He did?
Yeah, he told me, like, man, just let that bullshit go out the way and just hold on to him. And nigga, them shit's gonna come up. And they sure the fuck did.
Duh, I don't know what. It just scared me when it was dropping. They kept dropping.
Yo, like, they kept dropping so fast, man. I was like, shit. I gotta get off these bitches. I ain't gonna get nothing for them.
Kept dropping, dog.
Those motherfuckers.
And it's like out of nowhere, like a month later. Because I was, dog, there's only 7,000 made.
Yeah.
Something had to give. And then if you look at like the total sales, it's weird because the total sales is low. It's like only like 300 or 400 sold.
Yeah.
So I guess the other people are putting them like in stores or like, I don't know how they selling them. But yeah, dog. I know next time now, though.
Yep, hold on with them, hold it at least a month.
Yeah. Dang, a G, dog. That's
G-dug. That's funny. That's a super come up, dog.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah, man, shout out to everybody rocking with us. We out here. Forget that, yo, radio. You know what I'm saying? Leave a review, iTunes, Stitcher. Leave a review on iTunes. That's the main one. And share the show. Share it on your page. Share it with your friends. Let's get us out here, man. You know what I'm saying? More voicemails. More clowning. Tell everybody where to listen to us at. We on all the platforms. Stitcher. Spotify. I think iHeartRadio. But I don't know if I'm on that one yet. I don't know if I put us on that. But yeah, man. If you go to the website, forgetthatyo.com, it tells you right there where you can find us in Podcast Addict app. Wherever you listen, man. Just check us out. Tell your friends to tell a friend and we can be friends. All right? Is that all right with you? Keep banging.
We everywhere. You never there.
And we out.
Peace, peace, peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve. Hey,
forget that, yo. Let's set that up. Whiz, whiz. Whiz, whiz. Whiz, whiz. Whiz, whiz.
That ain't G. Oh,
he's lying. Yeah. Yo, time to plane leaving. All right. See you at the airport.
I'm leaving on the next plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you know I'll never go. Even though you know I will, I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, space and time. Got a lot of things I got to do. God willing, I'm coming back to you. Baby boo, I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, space and time. Got a lot of things I got to do. God willing, I'm coming back to you. Baby boo, I'm leaving. Go ahead and leave the call. Heard around the world from the wise of MCs. These cats are paying more than half a pound. I'm going back and snatch it down. I got to skate, but we could probably run the back of town. Scenarios like this is tear-jerkers for the modern MC. I eat a blue-collar worker cause this thing called rhyming. No different from coal mining. We both on assignment to unearth the diamond. When you start climbing and them eyes start shining, you be struggling and striving and they think you prime climbing. Maintain and keep silent, make no an observation. It's confrontation, this is the daily operation. My concentration, stay focused on my recitation. About to reach my destination with no pause or hesitation. Baby, make the preparation cause this ain't no recreation. This is pro ball and we letting you know, y'all. Show y'all, doing this for dough, y'all. Get the phone call, and I'm ready to blow, y'all. About to go, y'all. Been a pleasure to know y'all. Know y'all. And I'm letting you know I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know if I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me.
bags up on my back phone. Around the world with a catalog of rap songs. My baby girl is walking, been away for that long. But no, you haven't, well, at least it's how it seemed to me. My hometown is like a whole different scenery. The old timers on the stoop leaning leisurely. The new jacks up in the park smoking greenery. Easily taken for granted when you up in it, but it's sweet sinning when you been down for a minute. Move around city limits, breaking down with the finish. The end of any classical b-boy image. Collect the winners, cause that's the reason that we came here. This thing is not a game here, the fortune not the fame here. From New York to the Cadillacs, Cali in the Cadillac, Chicago know we innovate, infiltrate Virginia State, DC make me stimulate, Philly know we penetrate, Georgia make us generate, let's set a date to get the pace, they celebrate to my jams in foreign lands, even your mans in Japan know who I am, and our son, make everybody out in the pond say Ichiban, make Hotman know where you get it from, phenomenon, excuse me that's a phone call, it's a show y'all, trying to get this dough y'all, but you blow y'all, been a pleasure to know y'all, know y'all, know y'all. And I'm letting you know I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know if I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you know I'll never go. Even though you know I will. I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, space and time. I got a lot of things I got to do. But in short, I'm coming back to you. Baby boo, I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, time. Got a lot of things I got to do. God willing, I'm coming back to you. Back to you. I'm leaving. I'll be back to you. I'm leaving. I'll be back to you. Over the world we go. DC, all over the world we go. Over the world we go, the Cadillacs all over the world we go, London all over the world we go, Japan we go, over the world we go, Paris we go, over the world we go.